Hello and welcome, everybody. This is John O'Connor of Behind the Barricade, and this is It's Music Season, the podcast of all your music news needs. I am joined to my right, of course you can't see this because this is audio, but to my right is drummer of Dead Tide and Too Far Lost, Mr. Daniel Tao.
Hello, thank you, John.
Oh, not a problem. And to my left, the one and only, from Stereo Joe, the guitarist and lead vocalist, Jimmy James.
What's up, guys?
Oh, start clapping.
Yeah.
They're so famous.
We're not famous at all.
No one's famous here.
No, not at all.
We hope to be.
Yeah, I mean, sooner than later. But so I'm pretty happy to restart this podcast. I've been doing this since February of last year, and I've been doing it by myself. I'm just glad to have these two people with me who know a lot about music, and let's get right into the news.
All right. So what's up first?
Let's see. We shall go with Korn's Jonathan Davis said in an interview that he does not like effing playing that effing record, meaning Korn's debut album that came out 20 years ago.
James, have you listened to that album ever?
I have never heard that album. You know, I might have heard a song off that album and not realize it. I hate
probably
to say
blind.
It.
Blind was the...
I'm pretty blind to Korn. You know, the songs I heard, I wasn't a fan.
No, you've listened to a Korn song before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you want to kill yourself or
Jesus?
No, I don't hate Korn that much. I'm just not a huge fan of them.
Clearly,
tell us what you really think.
I want to jump off a bridge, then listen to their music. No,
I love how you want to jump off first and then listen to the music while you're about to drown, and that's the last thing you want to hear.
I jump off, I'm going to commit suicide, and then it's like I totally did the right thing. Boom, I'm dead.
Oh my God.
But they are good live, and their drummer is amazing.
That it is, even though they do have drumming problems.
Yeah.
I think this is, what, their third or fourth drummer?
I have no clue. I just know he was a guy that did a lot of lessons and came from a music institute in California, and then I guess he joined Korn, but he's nasty.
He is pretty good.
He is definitely the best, other than the bass player, definitely the best musician in the band.
No love for Fieldy?
Who's that?
The guitar player?
I don't even know
who exactly.
And the Jonathan Davis is just weird on stage. He's a weird human.
But he makes it.
They scare
me. Yeah, he does. I like the whole track jacket thing. Adidas track jacket.
With his brace.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. Is it 4? Remember? The main character came from off the boat and he was wearing like a jacket like that.
Oh, Nico?
Yeah, he was,
yeah, it was like 4. Yeah.
Nico with dreads.
Nico.
Oh, God.
I will find you.
Jonathan Davis. Oh, my God.
All right.
So, anyways, he says, I'm so mother-effing happy I don't gotta play this effing album again after this tour. I'm gonna be straight-up honest. I don't like effing playing that effing record.
I wonder if he ever liked it. Like, did they record it and just say, this album stinks?
Well, you know, to me, anyway? I'll be honest. You know, it's so disappointing. You know, I'm not a fan of them, but if I was a fan, it's like at the same time, you know, as much as it's about the music being to you, it's also means something to your fans. And if I was a fan of that band and I heard a guy talking like that, it would disappoint me a little bit in the band itself.
So I was your biggest hero and I was like, this music, this album that you hate really sucks.
Yeah, like say one of those songs like was a major influence in your life or something.
Well, I think it would be more awkward if the person went up to Jonathan Davis and said, this album got me through some hard times, and you just say you fucking hate it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just
like,
awkward.
Like, I don't know. So I just don't understand why he needs to say it, what the benefit is of saying it. It would be more beneficial for him not to say it. Maybe he's desperate for some headlines. After all, we are talking about him right now, so maybe that was the whole purpose of it all.
Hey, maybe we can get him on an interview. Jonathan Davis, if you hear this, we want to interview you.
You said that his music causes you to jump off a bridge.
I was joking. Some songs are good.
Yes.
I'm not a huge fan.
By the way, Dan is a huge fan. So, you know, one of the things that we should tell everybody is that we are also back with Behind the Barricade, and we are doing a lot more than just a podcast. That is what the Behind the Barricade was originally, and now we are turning it into so much more. We're going to still keep podcasts coming out, but we're also going to be doing creative, original content. That's why we have the three of us. We got Dan over here doing a lot of the technical stuff. We're going to try to screw up as much as we can and swear as much as possible, so he has to do a lot of extra editing.
Oh, kill me.
That's just kind of
I didn't go to school for this stuff, so if you're wondering.
basically, if you're wondering why it sucks,
there's really no need to go to school for this when every like tutorial on earth is on YouTube.
Yeah,
you just put on YouTube and you click on audio editing, audio recording, audio engineering.
How to get better sound out of the crappiest mic possible.
Exactly.
In all seriousness, though, we're really excited to get this project off the ground, and we are looking for people to join with. So if you or anyone you know is in the field of the media or the entertainment, you know, we're going to be doing creative content, video, audio.
Live shows.
A lot of live shows. We're trying to get
interviews.
Yeah, absolutely. Any size band, you know, the beginner bands. We're trying to promote the local scene. We're really trying to grow the North Jersey local scene and then expand it from there. But, you know, we're also trying to interview some of the bigger guys. So we got some cool stuff in the works. We got a lot of ideas. We're really excited. We got some news coming soon. So
we'd like to do some lessons in the future. Anybody can teach guitar, drums, vocals. Yeah,
absolutely. We have some free videos up online. A lot of free videos. A lot of good stuff coming. So with that said, check out our Facebook, actually. Check out our Facebook. We got an Instagram. We got a YouTube. We got a Twitter, most importantly. So stay, you know, like us, follow us, do all that kind of jazz. And then
snap us.
Oh, yeah. Snap us. We need...
That's one thing I know nothing about, Snapchat.
Flick us? Isn't there a Flickr or something?
Flickr's for, like, photos.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Now there's Rumbler. If you want to fight us, just look on Rumbler.
Oh, that was the greatest thing I've seen.
So instead of Tumblr, now it's Rumbler, like, if you want to fight someone.
No, but really, Snapchat is pretty cool. You guys should think about getting it because it's a lot of fun with people, I'll tell you the truth.
All right, so what's our next
Snapchat paid me to say that.
Well, this is going to be up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. We are talking about Trivium's Matt Heafy, the guitarist and lead vocalist, who got a whole body tattoo.
And he's of Trivium?
He is of Trivium.
And he plays guitar and sings?
Yes.
All right, so he does both.
Yes, he is the front man and the guitarist. Now, when people say, I got a full body tattoo, you're like, okay, so, you know, probably got a whole arm sleeve, you know, the chest.
No,
the back.
Legit full body tattoo.
This guy, I don't know exactly how much he paid for this, and it doesn't say, unfortunately.
Clearly, he's making good enough money in a metal band.
He's making incredible money, or he's just not eating for the past, like, week or two.
More than that, months.
So it looks like there's a Confucius area right by his left shoulder blade. Along with a fire-breathing dragon going up to his neck. Mm. And this tattoo goes all the way down inside his asshole, believe it or not. Like, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's weird enough when, you know, you try to wipe your own ass. Imagine having someone just grab your ass cheek and just start poking it with a needle.
Yeah, and then he had to grab the cheek and separate it from the other cheek just so he could tattoo inside of it.
Oh, my
God. And he had to get his you-know-what shaved.
Oh, my God.
He had to get that shaved before he had to
do it. I said asshole. You could say that.
No, we can't.
Oh, my God.
He had to get his asshole shaved. Now, is that what you wanted to hear, John?
Now, did they use shaving cream?
I'm sorry?
Tell us about the process. Did they use shaving cream?
I have no idea. I was not there with
Matt. Or was it a Gillette type of gel?
Or did he wax? Did they wax it?
Oh.
You
know what? I would think it would be a wax.
40-year-old virgin?
I don't know though. If you, it might be all like swollen. I don't know if you could tattoo it right after that.
Well,
if you waxed it, maybe you get a wax a couple days earlier.
Tattooed, of course, it was swollen.
Well, of course.
And the weird part is, it looks like there's little feet right here. This is like right entering his right ass cheek, and right inside, it looks like there is another like intricate design. I mean, I can understand if you want to like do some shading on the asshole, but actually going in there and creating like a little, it looks like a little baby booty.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like a tattoo virgin because I only have one tattoo on my leg. I'm not as cool as this guy, but do you think he took Pepto-Bismol so that he didn't have to poop for a little while he had that, when it was swollen after he just had it?
Well, I know there's no Chipotle in his system.
You know, I'll be honest, because I know when I got my tattoo, they covered it. And, you know, did they tape up his bung? I mean, you know, tell us about this. I mean, I can't even fathom it.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything. That's the problem.
Do you think they have video footage of that?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can find the video, please post it to our Facebook wall. We'll definitely give you a shout out, and we'll definitely share and talk. Yes, exactly.
So
we'll definitely talk about it with the audience.
These are just pictures of the rear. Does he have – now it's a full body tattoo. Does he have any tattoos on the front or no?
Well, the front looks like it's already been done.
Well, just the sleeves, but does he have it on his chest and his
Now,
abs
I wonder
stuff?
If this guy has tattoos everywhere on his body, or is it just on that back region?
He had arm sleeve tattoos before,
So this was over the course of time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So anyways,
you can't do this all in one sitting.
No. So this was posted on his Instagram, which is KILCHICHAOS. So Kikai Chaos?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that means. But anyways, he wrote a little description at the end of it. I'd like to apologize to anyone offended by seeing my butt on the internet. With another photo of my butt on the internet. To any angry boys, I'm sorry. And then he puts hashtag tattoo, tattoos, tattoo city, San Francisco, nudity, male nudity, butt, booty, ass, guys with tattoos.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you were into that, go check it out.
Yes, we'll have that uploaded onto our Facebook. That's, again, facebook.com/behindthebarricade.
And speaking of tattoos, the lead singer from We Are the Fallen, she used to she tried out for American Idol. Her boyfriend actually has facial tattoos. Like, his face is covered like an Indian or an African would. You know, how they have those
facial
tattoos.
You mean like the Mike Tyson?
Yeah, like Mike Tyson, but like your whole face.
No, the worst facial tattoo, I don't know if you've ever seen this, the Earth Crisis Girl.
Never heard of it.
Never heard
of her.
Well, it's some random chick who's obviously a fan of the band, has Earth Crisis going down from her forehead down to like her cheek.
Mm.
I'll load that up quickly and I'll show you guys in a little bit, but I mean, apparently she received Earth Crisis tickets for the rest of her life. Thank God.
So what do we have next?
Up next, we have Randy Blythe of Lamb of God apparently getting jumped in Ireland.
By five guys.
Five guys, and not the burgers.
And I think burgers and fries. I think he actually got punched in the head twice, I think.
Apparently.
I think it was one of those, like, they all ran up and, like, punched him and
they,
ran away.
Yeah, it was definitely a jumping.
No, but they didn't, like, stick around and, like, beat the crap out of him. I think
what happened was a taxi driver saw this, jumped out of the car, and the five suspects fled.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think he was like, I hope these people, like, get what's coming to them or something.
Yes, and he actually created a statement that he put out. I'll read it for you real quick. Since lots of people are asking in regards to the incident that happened in Dublin, I am fine, just a couple scrapes and bruises, no lasting damage. I've hurt myself worse before skateboarding, so it's nothing I can shake off. I have a pretty hard head, haha. I explained the whole thing on my Instagram. It was regrettable, but to a great degree, it was also my own fault for not paying more attention to my surroundings. I know better, but I get distracted taking photos. He goes on and saying that it's not all of Dublin that did this, just isolated incidents, and every city has these hooligans and other things. And he goes on to blame the parents in his last sentence. So I ask you, parents, is that what we want from our children? Cowardice and a mob mentality where people are afraid to stand on their own as individuals? I hope not. Keep an eye on your kids, okay? It's pretty strong words.
And it's funny, Matt Heafy from Trivium actually got jumped.
Really?
It was like him and someone else, they got jumped.
Where?
I have no clue. I know it was before their, or during the release of their, not their album that just came out, but the previous one.
In Waves?
Yeah. No. It went after that.
Oh.
Vengeance Falls.
Oh, yes.
Because he, one of the songs, or actually a couple of the songs are about, like, no hope for the human race and kind of going into the whole.
Wow,
like,
that really screwed him up.
Yeah. He was pretty angry about that. That album was a little angry, I guess you could say. James wouldn't know because he doesn't listen to metal.
Nah.
Listen to more of the classical rock.
Yeah.
Listen to
some metal.
Dave Matthews.
Ugh.
He likes that,
with Dave Matthews.
He likes that smooth jazz. Smooth.
Smooth jazz.
You know what? I just have a wider love of music than you guys. You guys are like, you know, little metal experts.
You can admit it. You like softer rock. We like heavier.
Yeah, harder. I like it all.
You go Carpenters.
Yeah. I got Metallica. I got Megadeth. No, I don't have any of that. I do have Bob Dylan. I do have Tom Petty. That's my mellow stuff.
I hate Bob Dylan with a passion. I had a professor in college who just loved Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Never
they
listened.
Love him.
And he just...
Oh, you never heard anything?
Nope.
I probably have.
Ugh,
how does it feel? Shut up. So we have another story. Longtime friend of Duff McKagan's wife, Guns N' Roses is coming back. So apparently the classic lineup of Axl... Smash.
Action. You mean Slash?
Slash.
Smash.
I went full
Axel
wrestling there.
Smash.
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 Yeah, for a second.
Now featuring a lead guitar. Smash. Justin, I would absolutely die to see Guns N' Roses. They were one of my favorite bands growing up. Actually, the favorite band growing up. Had all their albums. Even bought that shitty Spaghetti Incident and loved all those songs on there. Then they sold me out. I can sing you every single song from that album.
If you guys can't tell already, he is older than us, and I don't have any Guns N' Roses albums. But I do like them.
I feel so bad for this kid not knowing Appetite for Destruction.
I remember back in 1987 when I was standing outside the record store.
Smoking cigarettes.
I was 8.
Yeah, I basically know Guns N' Roses from Grand Theft Auto.
Welcome to the jungle.
Guitar Hero.
I love that song, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're back. They're going on tour. They're like writing new songs.
This is more or less a drunk woman screaming, Guns N' Roses is coming back, mother effers. So apparently the woman is Brandy Glanville?
Oh, wait.
She's one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah. Now, Guns N' Roses wrote on Twitter, they had, I think, 4 or 5 tweets saying, whatever happened to no news is good news. Of course, today everyone is a journalist. If only they could read lips, and surely they'll read between the lines.
Yes. Yeah, so, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about my thing. You know, my thing on this show is we're each going to be trying to focus on a couple of different things. You know, my thing is going to be covering the local music scene of New Jersey and just getting to know all the players.
Surrounding areas, too.
And surrounding areas, too. You know, we love to get into New York, into Long Island a little bit, obviously sections of Pennsylvania, even South Jersey and Central Jersey. But as of right now, we're really looking to focus on North Jersey. So if you are a band interested in working with us, we are going to be doing a lot of exciting things coming up in the near future. We are actually also looking for hosts for shows, and we're also going to be looking for writers, actors,
venues.
Comedians, venues, producers, all different types of acts. So please get in touch with us. So we don't want to give out all the ideas off the show, but we will be making essentially a network here. And we're going to be making all different shows, and we need talent, and we need people to help us, and it's going to be so amazing, and we definitely want you to be a part of it. So anyway, get in touch with one of the three of us.
Or you could just go to our social media pages. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/BehindTheBarricade. We're on Twitter, @BehindTheCade. Instagram, BehindTheBarricade. Snapchat coming soon. SoundCloud.com/BehindTheBarricade. All right, and this is the perfect time to wrap up.
What do you mean, guys?
Oh, God.
So, thank you guys for checking us out. My name is John O'Connor once again. I am joined with
Daniel Tao
and
Jimmy James.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you soon.